No one likes your content. I'm just joking. I think that is some of the time you'll see that. Like, I've been shadow banned. You go to their last 10 tweets and they all suck. And you're like, eh, I don't know if that's the case. The tech billionaire replaced the company's bluebird silhouette with X, a term for what he has described as an everything app, everybody, everything app. He made one of the most visible changes since last fall, replacing its logo. You can see it on the top left. We'll just click on this real quick. We're a little shrunken. Right there, you can see it. I don't know if, yeah, you can kind of see it right there. Yeah, the Twitter logo has now changed. It is a term for what he's described as an everything app that can combine social media, instant messaging, payment services, similar to what the Chinese app WeChat does already. This is my last message from a Twitter email he wrote before signing off with a salute emoji. He's long had an affinity for the letter X. In 99, he co-founded X.com, which was an online bank, and then later merged it with another startup to create PayPal. That name of that company, PayPal's parent company, was like CON something. In 2017, he said that he repurchased the X.com domain from PayPal. So it was on PayPal's asset sheets. And then almost two decades later, they resold it back to Mr. Musk there. So this has long been, a brand that he's familiar with, a brand that he likes. And then you can see right here, just X.com leads to that. He has the official X right there. Then changed the logo. Tim, Nick, what do you guys think of the logo? Chat, what do you think of the logo? I heard people went, hey, man, we had this super, super cool, awesome bird, and now we look like some crappy cologne. Fair assessment?
I had never thought, you're right, that does look like, that almost looks like the British version of, what's the American, I haven't used it since I was in high school. What's the cologne, what's the spray that everyone
Axe
uses?
Body spray?
Axe body spray. So like, when I was in England, when I was like 13 years old, they didn't have Axe, but they had a very similar brand. I can't remember the name of it, but it gives me those same vibes. So I hadn't thought about that until you just said it. But I think the X is clean. I actually like the symbol. Again, my curiosity is when it comes to what are we going to call when we make these little threads? We're not going to call them, I don't think we're going to keep calling them tweets. I think Elon is going to want to, maybe some individuals do, but I think he's going to try to come up with a different brand for what we call these messages. Happen.
We're sticking with it. I'm sticking with it. Tim, you stick with it. Nick, you stick with it. Chat, you stick with it. Let's keep calling them tweets. I refuse to call it something else. I'm not going to say I X'd. A brief biography of X, the letter that Elon Musk has plastered everywhere. So the next CEO, Linda Yaccarino, who oversaw advertising at NBC Universal for more than a decade, he tweeted that he picked her. And then she's going to be working with Elon to transform that platform into X there. According to biographers, Letter X frames where his ambitions are headed while paying homage to his entrepreneurial start. X.com was the bank where it all began, which he later merged with the company that owned PayPal, Peter Thiel's company there. I'm forgetting that name, C-O-N, I think it's F. It'll come to me at some point. Everyone tried talking him out of naming the company that back then because of the sexual innuendos, but he really liked it and stuck with it. And then in 2017, he purchased it back from PayPal, saying it has great sentimental value. I think that was, maybe a red herring. And then 2020, them and his partner, to chat right there, X-A-E-A-12. Mm-hmm. A-E is pronounced Ash. He told the controversial podcast host Joe Rogan. So X-A-12. Yeah, cool name, I guess. But lately, X is referred to his newest ambition, building an everything app akin to WeChat, which doesn't yet have a U.S. parallel, which is, you use it to communicate, consume news, buy things, pay your rent, book appointments, and even pay fines. Weeks before he shelled out $44 billion to acquire Twitter, he tweeted, buying Twitter is an accelerant to creating X, the everything app. Yeah, he had $44 billion. People were like, oh, he could have built he could have spent $2 billion building a platform and $2 billion doing advertising. Then he'd have $40 billion left over. It's the user base of Twitter that he really wanted. That is something you can't just organically make. That is something that's you can't just buy your way to a community. This is kind of a famous saying in crypto. You can't buy a community. You can only grow one organically. I think he has a huge, huge community with Twitter that he bought that. And he's like, all right, now we're going to go ahead and slowly. I served jail time with DMX. Good times, to be honest. LOL. Brian Miller. All right.
Brian.
What is DMX's real name? Yeah, right. Cool.
Brian
cool.
Miller, an OG.
I just came here from the Bear. Hey, we love Gareth. We love Ben Cowan. He's calling for slightly below 15K now. Gareth did say potential revisit of 10. Looks like he's revised.
All right, so he's back
15.
Down. He's back down to lower levels. Okay.
Okay.
Because so, he came on here and I guess he.
Oh, he's never he say? Final. Finalized.
He kind of made it sound like it would take a lot to get back below 20. There's a CME gap at about 19,800 or so is the lowest level. He made it sound like there's a chance we get down to those levels, but maybe it's because we couldn't actually get to 32,000. We couldn't even touch 32,000. So maybe he went back to his old bearish ways because of that.
Twitter name was the only thing of worth when Elon bought. No, the user base. The user base was the main value there for sure. Ten features you need to know about the Twitter/X. Of course, the new domain will be x.com. The old logo will be Blowtorch. Number two, he hints at the prospect of changing followers into viewers. All right. Number three, recently he changed the logo on Twitter. We just looked at that. Number four, he's updated the creator payments. Looks like, you know, people are pretty happy with their so-called ad revenue sharing. Some are saying, hey, maybe they're subsidizing it with some of the monthly fees. I don't know. I haven't looked into that, but seems to be people are happy about the money that they're getting. All right, number, what are we at? Six or five, ad sharing will be available in over 100 countries. Bookmarks, he say the bookmark system is underwhelming, and they know that. Here are some changes coming to bookmarks, bookmark from timeline, search functionality, and weekly emails with your saved bookmarks. Number eight-ish or something like that will also display shadow bans immediately on user accounts, includes the active shadow ban, the reason for shadow banning, and potential solutions to get out of Twitter jail. If you go on some secondary website and it says you're shadow banned, doesn't mean you should believe it, okay? A lot of that's just a lot of crap. Hey, you know what? Maybe you put out 20 stinker tweets in a row, and then, you know, they deboosted you because no one likes you. No one likes your content. I'm just joking. I think that is some of the time you'll see that and be like, I've been shadow banned. You go to their last 10 tweets and they all suck. And you're like, I don't know if that's the case. All right. This one includes words we have muted. Easily report a scam. All right. So we got a better scam reporting system. And then the financial system said, if done right, X would become half of the global financial system. Minimum level of fraud, real-time monitoring, and smooth integration. All right, my two thoughts. WeChat is going to be Cantonese, Mandarin. All right, so we're going to have the East versus West. If this works out, we're going to have English-speaking payment app, and then we're going to have non-English-speaking payment app. I think that's the way the world's heading. If we really want to tie it all together and get bullish and, hey, put that rocket up here, you know what? Maybe they both use Bitcoin as an underlying payment source. You know, maybe they both use some meme coins. Maybe one uses Conflux and one uses Ethmore. I don't know. But I guess they're probably going to both have some sort of Bitcoin functionality. So if East and West using Bitcoin, pretty good.
It would make a lot of sense to have, I mean, you know he's going to keep Dogecoin in there. That's just an automatic. So, but it would make sense for at least have Dogecoin, Bitcoin, and I think XRP would be another one that makes sense to have in there for that system. Just to be able to cross-communicate and cross-send stuff.